Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Sorry about last night's podcast. Hope everybody's doing well. It's the day after. The day after the big holiday. I hope everybody had a great day. I was not thrilled about the day. Very strange. Weirdest, I saw a headline. Worst Memorial Day weekend ever. It's like, holy cow. I don't know if it was the worst Memorial Day weekend ever. It was definitely kind of crummy out. It's funny this time of year. You can either have that summer where, you know, it gets hot early and it's just raging through Memorial Day, or you can have one of those summers that it's just never seems to warm up. And it will warm up. It's going to start warming up this week, but it's definitely taking its sweet old time. But whatever. It'll be hotter than hell and we'll be complaining about that. I don't know. Good morning. So, man, what a great day. I had a big run this morning. Big plan for a run with my buddies. Nobody showed up. That's all right. I showed up. Got my run in. Felt great. I find how much importance that has in my life to do that run and to exercise and just kind of suffer and grind it out a bit in the morning. Kind of... you know, it's like if I would, like, it's almost like a plate of, like, just lumpy, puddly, junky thoughts. And, you know, there's some extreme thinking. There's some, you know, wishful thinking, humble thoughts, self-centered thoughts. It's just a big plate. And then I go for the run and it just kind of, you know, like, takes your hand and just kind of backhands it across and just kind of smooths it all out. Smooths it out. Yeah. Pushes it all, levels it all out, figures it all out. Someone said it was suicide, but we know how the story goes. You know, we're getting to that point, you know, things are opening up, start living again. Let's get back with life, right? Let's do it. Here we go. Very first Motley Crue. I think it was like in seventh grade. There was some chick on the bus who had it playing it. Say, I love Motley Crue. Like, what the hell is this? It's hurting my ears. Turned out to be one of my favorite bands ever. Feel bad, Vince Neil. You know, the Motley Crue was one of the bands that had this big tour planned for 2020, and he had lost himself a bit. It was quite heavy, so they had decided we're gonna have this big reunion tour 2020. They pulled Vince Neil out of the couch. I mean, like, probably stuck in between like the cushions, like. You know, got him on a treadmill and started working him out, tried to get him in some shape. And then they canceled everything. I did all that for this. How many times do we do that? We want something, so we do something, and that something that we wanted doesn't show up. And then we go, God damn, I did all that for nothing. Frankie's life. And she knew. It's It's always the woman. She'd have to pull
through. It's the girl's fault. Broken down with his broken dreams. With a wink of an
eye, listen to me. Oh, well. Anyway, so what's going on? Not much. You know, yesterday I did that the podcast and had a lot of trouble with it. And I talked about it a little bit in the podcast. You know, I've been getting quite a few comments, quite a bit of feedback on this podcast. And for the most part, all positive. Actually, I've heard nothing negative. I think that's the worst thing that I can hear, honestly, for me, is that you're doing a good job. You know, now I want to be like the most amazing podcast. Now I want to enlighten the world, drop deep thoughts, create thinking. And it's really just about me just sharing. And I have to remember that. My wife's like, just do it. The great part about your podcast is the imperfections. It's not perfect. You know, I don't edit. That's always been my, you know, we do several podcasts. I work with some people doing different podcasts. And you know, you'll see, you know, my philosophy has always been just do it and enjoy it. As long as you do it and enjoy it, people will enjoy it. As soon as it becomes like this job, or, you know, how can we create revenue? You know, content is king. Then it becomes a task. And then I start having a podcast like I did yesterday, where I'm just like, I want to do the perfect podcast and I want to put the perfect music. And it's just, it's a shit show when that starts happening. I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy it. And, you know, the big topic lately has been, you know, this Joe Rogan sold his podcast to Spotify for $100 million. And he deserves that. But Joe Rogan's been doing podcasts for 11 years. And I'm a huge fan of Joe Rogan. And, you know, doubt Joe Rogan will ever hear this podcast. But if he ever did, thank you, Joe Rogan. I love the podcast. I don't love every podcast. I don't. In fact, I was telling someone yesterday, I probably like, you know, and he's, and that's even the one of the great things. He's not on some schedule. He puts out a few podcasts some days. Some weeks he'll put out four. Some weeks he'll put out one or two. But on an average, I enjoy, I mean, really sit down, don't bother me, I'm watching this podcast level of enjoyment. Probably two out of eight of his podcasts. Two out of eight. I love them. The other six, they're okay. Probably two out of those six I just can't stand. But I love it. You know, I look forward to it. He's consistent. And being the big fan of Joe Rogan that I am, you know, 11 years, I go back. I look back into those first, you know, first 2 years. Can't watch it. Just can't watch it. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, and in his house, he's got like multiple cameras. They're barely pointing at things. The lighting's bad. The sound is bad. But what I love about that, even though I can't watch it, is that he didn't care. He's just doing his thing. And that's what it's always been about for me, just doing my thing, you know? I started podcasting, honestly, for the RoboSocial podcast. One small business helping another. That was what Matt was all about. How can I help? You know, I don't know if I've told this story, but, you know, I'd worked in another salon. And, you know, I used to tell Matt, fuck that. I want to open my own salon one day. Yeah, sounds good, man. You know, what was my motivation? Because I was mad that I didn't fit in at these other big salons, and that was going to be my answer, open my own salon. And he listened to me for a while. Eventually, that anger and that, you know, the fact that I wasn't fitting in, you know, I started to adjust and fit in a little bit better and start to kind of go with the program. And that would turn out to not as be a much motivation for me to want to open the salon. Then it just came it came to the point where opening my own salon was just the next thing. You know, that was the next thing that I should do. And it was about when I started having that attitude, Matt's like, listen, do you want to open your own salon? Because if you do, I'll help you. If you don't, shut the fuck up about it. And there's always that fear, right, of failure. I don't want to fail at it. So after some thought, I said, you know what I do? I want to open the salon. He goes, listen, I'll help you. So he made some phone calls, got me a meeting with a person at the local community bank, put me in touch with a CPA, said, I don't care what you do, get a good CPA because you'll either pay them or you're going to pay somebody, but you will pay. He was right. Actually, the CPA that he put me in touch with was such a high-level CPA that I really couldn't afford him. So that CPA referred me to a little bit of a lower-level CPA, something that I could afford that was a little more a la carte to my needs. And he's still my CPA today. Get a payroll company. Like, and all these little payroll companies, CPAs, they're all places that you could save money. I can do it on my own. I can do it on QuickBooks or something. But I'd fuck that up. I'm not a CPA. I don't know anything about doing QuickBooks. I remember once I did my own taxes. God, that was a nightmare. I think it worked out, but it wasn't easy, right? And then I finally opened my own salon. It's an amazing journey. I was too dumb to fail. You know, my solution would be work harder. Work harder. I mean, I've had multiple people. I've had it just by myself. Matt used to always say, don't worry, it'll work out. When I got divorced, give her whatever she wants. It won't matter in 5 years. He was absolutely right. I could have fought and bitched for 5 years about some nitpick bullshit. Give her whatever she wants. It won't matter in 5 years. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter today. Show up, work hard. Should work out, right? Should work out. Just full of gratitude, very grateful today. You know, we were, I think I'm like everybody, my wife and I were. So yesterday was, for Memorial Day, Monday, usually full of like maybe going to the beach and doing different things, maybe cooking out. Not much happened. And really, it's been a pretty lazy weekend. Really, it's been a pretty lazy couple months. And I was kind of having a little bit of fear and anxiety because I just didn't want to be lazy yesterday. I didn't used to be. I don't know if it's this COVID-19. It's just the fact that I'm getting older. I'm usually a very busy person. I used to fly a lot of drones and take photography and just be outside. And part of that, I think I was unhappy. I don't know if that makes sense. The more unhappy I am, the more shit that I try to do to kind of hide the unhappiness. And I'm very happy in my life today. I have a great wife, great family, great business, great job, great friends. I think I'm at a great place. So I'm very happy. So filling all that downtime with just miscellaneous shit I'm not doing. So in turn, I'm feeling a little bit lazy. And, I came into the podcast, which was a bit of a struggle. And the biggest thing about yesterday was the day before, and getting someone telling me that this was a great podcast. And then me kind of just getting in myself full of self. It's all self-centered fear. I want to do a great podcast. I don't want to let anybody down. That self came creeping in yesterday, and it was pretty toxic for me. And it left me feeling uneasy and unsettled. And so I was just kind of like, another lazy day. And it turned out to be kind of a relaxed, chill day. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Sometimes we're going to have that. The nice thing is I'm working, I'm working today, back to work. And I've been working, and not just working, but like working 7 days a week, really trying to be flexible and be there for my clientele. So I've actually been working really hard. I know I need to stop feeling bad about, being off, enjoying the day. It's crazy. I I think my problem was I just needed a run. And now I feel better. Riding on the bus, 7th grade. Next to my crazy neighbor. What's up, girl? Supposed to be hell. You know, yesterday at the end of the day was just like the end of every day this past, you know, couple months is, you know, we just end up on the couch watching TV. You know, we're, my wife and I, that's what we like to do. You know, I hear people, oh, I sit down with a good book or, you know, I draw or write and we watch TV. You know, if you ask enough people, you could probably find enough opinions to make yourself feel bad about watching TV, but we enjoy it. And, but we watch a lot of YouTube, or I watch a lot of YouTube, I should say, and I force her to watch it with me. Poor girl. But we watch a lot of, you know, weird shit. And, we've gone through, in the middle of an Ozark episode, and, I still love watching The West Wing when there's nothing else to watch, we'll watch The West Wing. It's always just good, clean fun. And, but last night we were watching TV, it's like 10:30, and usually about 10:30, you know, my wife, she lays down on me and just goes to sleep while I finish watching TV, and last night I said, let's just go to bed. There was nothing on. You know, TV's all fucked up. I mean, you wouldn't realize, I didn't think, you know, how this COVID-19 thing would fuck up everything, you know, and it's really screwed up TV. I can't watch any more of these. You know, we love American Idol. We love The Voice. Big fans of The Voice. Not as big a fan of American Idol. We watched it this year for some reason. We're like, why don't we watch it? Whatever. It wasn't bad. We love The Voice. Think The Voice is great. But all these shows kind of went to about, you know, 3/4 of the way. A lot of pre-recording stuff. But both like The Voice and American Idol, eventually they become live. And then they just, you know, went to these Zoom meetings and watch your final artist from their backyard. And you're like, oh, no, no. And so I've checked out on all this shit. And, you know, Saturday or Sunday, we watched the match with Tiger. That was so great. I mean, it was just nice to watch a sporting event. And, but you know, that was just a small glimmer, into what we've been watching. So last night I was like, you know what, let's just go to bed. And, you know, I knew I wanted to run this morning and it's just kind of, you know, I just wonder what, I hope we can just start getting back to, you know, doing the things that we used to do. Will TV come back? I don't know. You know, will we start shaking hands again? I don't know. I hope so. It's funny, people come into the salon and they're like, are you masking? I'm like, yeah. Well, what do you want to do? I'll take it off. I'm like, I want to take my mask off too. And then we'll like give each other a hug. A hug. Oh my God. The girl I work with now, that she gave me a hug. I said, oh my God, that was so nice. You know, when did hugs become so scary? It's terrible. Well, what do we got here? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What's up? Call me on, I'm about to die. Down the streets again. Call me on, I'm about to die. Something you never.
set me free. I'm an army, I'm running free. A little bit better than it used to be. Cause I'm alive. Life by ya.
I'm alive today. Thank God. Oh, it's a good week. Good week to be back to work. Got a lot of fun stuff going on. Getting back into the podcast game. That was one of the things I was talking about earlier was the podcast. And, you know, you have to do this because you love it. You know, and that's kind of what my point was about Joe Rogan is that he loves podcasting. You know, it's one... You know, you look back, and it's really the podcast to me, Joe Rogan's podcast, started off as one comedian helping out another. And that was how the Rehoboth Social podcast started, was, you know, one small business helping another. And that was, those were all, you know, thoughts and attitudes and feelings that, you know, Matt would pass on to me. You know, he was a, when I met Matt, he had, a restaurant. I think when he died, he had 9. But you could talk to anybody in this town and they would give you a Matt came and helped me out story. You know, shit, call Matt. Hey, I'm in trouble. I need help. You know, he'd show up at 10 people. What can we do? You know, you want to open a salon or you want to shut the fuck up? I want to open a salon. Boom. Phone calls are made and all of a sudden I'm having meetings. You know, I'm sitting in Preston Shell's office, you know, signing a lease contract. I don't sign lease contracts. I think having a business helped me become mature and grow. I think having my own business is the first time I had any sort of skin in the game, had any sort of like responsibility. On top of that, having a business made me feel like I was an important person, so that had that side of sickness to it too. And I wanted to preserve that because it was my only proof. Look, I'm a good person. My business is I have a business. And it was the first time I really had some sort of skin in the game. You know, I had to pay to play. And up until really, I mean, I'd been sober, but my, you know, my dad had really been, had paid for me to play. You know, anybody else, I'm thinking their father or mother or parents would have tossed them out a long time ago. But they kind of held in there with me. And that's why it's been so great to kind of be there for my dad now. To show him, look, all that fucking work you put into me and all that money. Oh, I don't know. It's weird to try to explain to him, too, because, you know, I always say to my kids, are you happy? Yes. I go, well, if I'm doing something wrong. You know, are we building characters? Or are we building character? And my father, in all of his efforts... And my mother and all of their efforts, throwing money at me, trying to fix everything, following behind me, sitting at the table, doing my homework for me. They were building a character. And that character would show up and fucking make trouble. And so when I try to explain that to my dad, it just doesn't make sense to him. You know, he doesn't get the thought that sometimes too much is more damaging than it's worth. Too much is bad. You know, we were talking about this COVID-19, and I said, you know, one of the frustrating things for me is really this isn't about a virus. You know, it's not about a virus. What this is about is that we have a health issue in this country. And, you know, just like every fucking other thing that we have that goes on in this country, we fix it with some sort of pill or shot, right? My dad's like, well, when we can finally get this, you know, this vaccine. I'm like, well, why don't we start addressing the fact that this country has a health issue? The sugar, the fat, I don't know, fat's questionable, but good fats. But just the sugar, the portions. You know, people go to a restaurant, it's all about big portions. You know, there was a whole philosophy that you could build a restaurant and build a following if your the people that came to the restaurant left with a bag of food. That made it a better restaurant. And that's just kind of the thinking that a lot of folks have. More food. I don't have any data. I'm not Googling anything, but it's pretty clear that if you're unhealthy, that this virus kind of got at you a little worse than somebody that was maybe living a little bit of a more healthier lifestyle. And maybe that upsets people. I get it. It hurts. You know, I've been fat. You know, when I quit drinking, there was a period in my life when I was drinking, I was disgusting. Absolutely fucking disgusting. Overweight, out of shape, eating shit, drinking shit, just smoking, just a pig. Just living, it's gluttony is really what it was. It was a gluttonous lifestyle. You know, just shoving shit in my face. I remember I lived in this apartment with my brother over in Hemlopen Junction, and I would order a 20-piece wings and eat all fucking 20. Eat all 20 wings. Drinking beer, 20 wings, sitting back watching TV, long hair. Not that there's anything wrong with long hair, but I remember, you know, using my fucking right hand pinky and fucking digging the hair out of my mouth. Blah, ranch and fucking barbecue shit all in my hair. And I didn't fucking care. I had nothing. I didn't care. I was too far gone, right? I was gone. I couldn't bring myself back. And, you know, I was still struggling with alcohol, living at the Junction. Finally, my brother and I fought all the time, finally got out of there, moved into this little one-bedroom apartment over across the street. And I would still drink and fucking cause trouble over there and, you know, just be an absolute mess. And then finally got sober. Getting sober allowed me to go, geez, you're disgusting. And then I started to care. And like now, like if I, you know, next door Titanic Pizza, I'll order wings. I eat three wings. Not because I'm like special. I'm satisfied with three wings. You know, maybe in an hour later, I may have a few more, three more, a couple more, and then I toss the rest. I'm not trying to be better. I think that's kind of a normal. That's probably normal. It takes a ton of freaking work to be normal. And it's just tough. And something to just keep working on, I guess. And I don't know. I don't know. I hope everyone's having a great day. Enjoy your day. My large fat fingers pushing paint wings.
Large fingers pushing paint. You're God and you got me.
This is the kind of Eddie Vedder shit that fucking just pulls me in.
Colors blend.
Seek my part. Devote myself. Is that what it is in today? Figuring out my role?
Seek my part. Devote myself. My small self. Like a book amongst the many. Sometimes
Dear God. When the shit gets tough, that's the guy I call on. Dear God. God's in a different place today, not standing next to Santa, thank gosh. Thank God. Thank God. This is my favorite song by Pearl Jam. Aw, what? Fucking randomized it. Oh, well. Looking in. Well, listen, I've had a great half hour chatting and dumping some thoughts. I hope people are having a great day. You know, stay positive, stay in the center. I was off center yesterday. I was living in the future, and I wasted a lot of time. So. The problems I'm having is I can't remember what I talked about on the previous podcast, so I'm like stressed out. I don't want to talk about something twice, and so if I do, bear with me. And here's the song I wanted to play. Have a great day. Peace. You are free to air drum and guitar, and goddamn it, please sing along all together now. Yeah.